Welcome back. Man, I started streaming on Twitch, if you want to follow me, KillerFalcon123. And that shit is it's hard. I have to find a schedule that I need to do it on. And I need to have a schedule that works with me and my stream, the people that watch me. I just stream randomly whenever I have time to play the game, but if I do want to make money from it, I do have to have a schedule, and I have to make, like, 50 followers. Like, I have to have 50 followers, and I have to have a good following. Like, that shit's hard. I thought, oh, I can get this in a week. Nah, it's gonna take a minute. I gotta get 50 followers, and I don't know how. I probably just gotta keep promoting myself. Fuck. When is Rory and Maul coming back to the Joe Budden show? I need to watch the newest episode. So, in the past 2 weeks, on the Joe Budden podcast, Rory and Maul have not been on the show. And they have not been on the show because I believe maybe they don't think they're getting paid enough. And if you do feel like that, everybody should get their cash. Everybody deserves to get their money. But then maybe I'm just reading into the wrong thing. I don't have all the information. But yeah, they do need to go back on the show. They make the show a lot better. But maybe they're tired and maybe they want to evolve and move on. And that's not bad either. It's kind of strange. I haven't really been listening to new music. I've been listening to a lot of old shit of mine. I've been going back to the Dreamville album. And that Dreamville album is still top 10. It's like 9 in my book. I can still listen to it and have some reminiscence of that summer when I was working at Burger King. And that was the last summer I worked at Burger King. And I shouldn't have taken advantage of that. Because I went to Germany let me give you the whole story. I grew up in Europe from 8th grade to I graduated, and then I kept going back and forth to Europe when I was in college. So I lived there for a good 10 years of my life. And Europe is so fucking wonderful. Well, not 10 years, I'm going to say 8. Good 8 years. Europe is so different from America. When I lived in Europe, I lived off post. And when I lived off post, I lived next to a bakery. I lived next to a Duna Kebab place. And not only that, I lived next to a bar. Just everything was so close to me. And I like that. I don't like having to drive everywhere. I don't like that. I want to be able to walk to a certain area if I can. Let's say if our car doesn't work. Hey, let's take a bike to the commissary. Or a commissary would be a quote-unquote Publix or a Walmart that has food and they can sell food out of there. It's crazy. Maybe I'm just realizing a lot. I have not been putting a lot of time in my podcast, and I apologize. But I am happy that I am starting to stream. And I have my Discord up, too. Like, I want to live stream on my Discord one day. I think that would be really amazing. But y'all tell me what I need to do, because y'all my boys, and if there's a female listening to, y'all are my females, too. We family. I really appreciate my two listeners that are dedicated and listening consistently to my podcast. Thank you. I want to know more about y'all. I want to have an interview with y'all. We should talk. We should get to know each other. We should get to be better people. It's crazy because, oh damn, I'm just going off topic and talking about anything. I don't give a fuck. I miss everybody too. And we all miss, I don't know. I liked high school, but I miss Germany and I miss Europe. And I had an ample opportunity to go to school in Europe, and my dumbass did not go. I'm talking about I could have gone to college. I could have gone to do so much over there. But I said no. I don't know why I said no. Because I said I want to experience America. But I like America. But at the same time, this place is shit. I've learned that people really don't care or have the right intentions all the time. Because when I say something, I say it with confidence. And not only that, I say it with seriousness. Why would you say something you don't mean, you know? And I said, oh, I'm joking. No, you weren't joking. Why the fuck did you say it then? It's like, why did that come out of your mouth? I don't know, maybe I'm just thinking too much into it. My job is doing good right now, but my ex also told me that I have a problem about talking about myself only. That I'm kind of self-centered. Damn. Maybe she was right. But it's whatever. Sometimes you gotta be a little self-centered if you wanna get your shit done. Cause I got a lot of shit that I wanna do in life. I still wanna go to law school. So that's why I have to focus about me. I still wanna manage Twitch streamers. I wanna manage producers. I wanna manage musicians. I wanna manage Instagram TikTokers. I wanna manage so many fucking people while being a lawyer. So yes, things do have to be about me so I can focus on other people. And if you don't want to help me elevate and I can't help you elevate, I apologize. I am self-centered as a bitch. And that's my fault. But I can't be upset because there's nothing wrong with being self-centered if you want shit to go your way. Fuck it. I really care about what I say and what I do, and I'm very self-centered. But she is right. I'm not saying she was wrong. She's very right. And I don't hate her for saying that. I'm very appreciative for you saying that. Thank you for saying that. This week, I got so much to do. It's spring break. Tell me why it's spring break. It's fucking Wednesday right now. And I got another website to make. Like, I have to make solo websites for this one class called web design. I only take 4 classes. So me, while only taking 4 classes, it's not hard, but at the same time, while working upon that and trying to have a social life, is hard. And my mother told me this when I was growing up, and I didn't believe her, because when she said, hey, it's gonna be hard having a social life, I'm like, what the fuck do you mean by that? Like, having a social life, doing schoolwork, and on top of that, like, let's say, randomly, oh, you and your friends want to go to the fucking beach, 3 a.m. in the morning, or 12 at night, and y'all want to see the fucking sunrise and get Waffle House. That happened to me. It was freshman year. It was me, Kelly, Zoe, Dylan, and JJ, or Jason. And Talia, we were just hanging out one day in the common room. We said, yo, fuck it. Let's go to the beach. And we're like, yeah, let's go to the beach. So we all packed into Talia's car. Fucking 6 of us. Packed in a car. Deadass wanted to go to the beach and just, I don't know, take photos and chill. Get water on our feet. Deadass nighttime. And then it was so much fun. And I had a crush on fucking Zoe at the time. And that's out the blue. Because that shit was dead there than water. Like, that shit was deader than water. And after we were at the beach, we got hungry. We said, yo, fuck it. Let's see what's open. Chuck a Phones, Waffle House, or McDonald's. We saw Waffle House. We go to Waffle House, and not only that, it was lit. That was my first time going to Waffle House. I didn't know Waffle House was 24 hours because, mind you this, I grew up in Europe for 8 years, and before that, I was in Hawaii. And Hawaii is America, but it's still, like, by itself. So I was still a baby to America. And I knew that being in America, you can do almost anything at almost any time. So we just said, fuck it. Like I said, we went to the beach and we went to motherfucking Waffle House. And after going to Waffle House, this is the most craziest story I have. When we were at Waffle House, there was this girl and her little brother. They said, hey, can we get some food to go, please? They got the food to go. And as soon as they wanted to pay, they yanked that shit, ran to their car, did a fucking 360 in the parking lot. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm eating my fucking bacon, and this is happening. I'm eating my bacon, and you see a motherfucking kid grab the food. The sister opened the door. They get in their car. Like, they run to that fucking bitch. Turn that shit on, and they're calling the police. Like, Waffle House is calling, like, 911. We got some kid doing a 36 in the parking lot and stole. And it happened so fucking quick. After I see that 36 in the parking lot, you see a cop zoom down. I'm like, yo! I want to go home. As soon as I said that, man, yeah, we were like, yeah, can we get the check, please? And, like, that was a crazy story, like, let's say she had a gun, man. And she was like, nah. This ain't to go. This is a robbery. I'm like, yo, chill. Like, that was a crazy-ass story. But, sheesh. I also got my first vaccine. So, get your fucking vaccines. If you have not, it's not bad. We're in the 21st century. And not only that, we're human. Do we really want to be in this pandemic forever? Do you really? Thank you. Like, subscribe, and also follow me on Twitch, KillaFalcon123. That's KillaFalcon123. Thank you ever so much. Ciao.